Ministries,
KingMind.org,
the Spirit of Revelation.
Most avid readers of the New Testament know what the Apostle Peter's character was like before he began leading other believers. He was a work in progress. Peter lied 3 times about having any association with Jesus. However, what is to be said about Peter's word of knowledge that revealed the lie of Ananias and Sapphira? Today, Bible scholar and prophecy teacher Charles T. Walker teaches us that the Apostle Peter led the early church through moral authority rather than positional power. Peter's humble ideal leadership style is not so much about what leaders should do, but rather what leaders should be. And now, we tune in to Charles T. Walker.
I'd like to talk to you today about the ideal leadership Peter presents in the book of Acts chapter 5. Keep this question in your mind. What do we learn from Peter's leadership? Acts chapter 5 verse 3 reads, "Then Peter said, Ananias, how is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you've lied to the Holy Spirit?" Verse number 9, Peter said also to his wife, "How could you conspire to test the Spirit of the Lord?" When we think about leadership and we give a definite term or ideology to, in my opinion, leadership is defined as the ability to influence an individual toward a certain action. It can be the influence of a group or influence of a large congregation, but you're influencing them toward spiritual growth and or Christian achievement. I just don't view leadership as a practicum of knowledge and theories as we can look at all day long. But Peter's ideal leadership style, which we're looking here in the book of Acts, it is more so not what leaders should do, but rather what leaders should be. Those of you out there who are avid readers or who have read on the life of Peter in the New Testament, you can affirm at this point in time in this fiery church at Pentecost that over time transformation did take place in Peter's life. He moved from an opinionated, bold, testy, revengeful, a cursing failure into a capable leader who later had community influence and a successful outreach relief program. You know, Peter's leadership is evidenced by his character. And his character, as we see now, went beyond remembering the words of Jesus. His character is showing right now in Acts chapter 5 how he influenced others to be honest and upright. And because Peter's character is influenced, he is allowing people to follow him as he's following Christ. You can see that living a spiritually disciplined life, people will be willing to follow you. You know, in the case of a business sales, this is how character is played out. You know, a sales representative have professionalism, they have quality, they have tone, and most importantly, it's how they make you feel that influences your decision to purchase something from that store, whether it's clothing or some other item. Their character stands out. It influences you more so than anything else. Character is often tested if you ever been there. It's often tested in the face of moral dilemmas. I like to call moral dilemmas obvious others because you get a variety of choices to make. But there is only one right choice in facing a moral dilemma. A moral dilemma, if we notice, in comic books, in movies, there's always a presenting conflicting choice which challenges them. And that challenge is that you need to make a right decision over a wrong decision. to bring this concept that I'm trying to make to you more to light, let's use this for example. In the case of Peter's three denials, it was telling the truth and dying with Christ or lie to save his own life. His moral dilemma was he lied. Peter was not ready to die with Christ. Therefore, his character revealed that he wasn't there yet. When it really comes down to two extremes, the inner drive for righteousness of Jesus and to please him and to glorify him lies underneath character, holy character. My listeners, where does your character lie when a difficult moral decision need to be made? You know, suffering produces endurance and endurance character. Romans chapter 5, verse 2, Paul had written that. Suffering produces endurance. What do you mean by that? Well, think about it. You got a migraine headache and you have to go to work. You have to go to work to put in 8 to 12 more hours in order to get a complete paycheck because you have expenses that you need to pay. You have a budget. So you're at work and you're enduring the bodily pain and the discomfort of that migraine just to work those 8 to 12 more hours. You have built character in you. Well, what do you mean, built character? You had character to preserve under hardships, discomfort, and pain going through your body. You're going through your mind. So you endured that suffering, and that suffering produced that type of character in you, and now it's going to give you hope because you're going to be like, I'm glad that I did do it because I can meet my budget expenses. Character is also intertwined with leadership, and it will influence the most unlikely lives. Jesus made a life-changing impact, if you think about this. Jesus made a life-changing impact on the Roman soldier who stood at the cross waiting for Jesus to die so that he can go home. What was it that made the difference in this soldier? It was Jesus who never changed his decision about his character, what he came to do, what his mission was, and who he really was. Even in the face of him dying, he made a moral and righteous decision to continue. And we can find in Mark chapter 15, verse 39, the Roman soldier later said, "Surely this was the Son of God." People tend to misconstrue the ideal of a bad leader by referencing something negative he'd done in his past. Peter, who is now the better version of himself in Acts chapter 5 here, is seen in this on-fire church, given a word of knowledge, advocating for honesty and character in Ananias and Sapphira, who is his followers. My listeners, you're out there today, you must drive past the pain of your past and embrace the newness of your character. When a person is being made into a leader, before he even takes the official office, that mishap that happened or resulted in the past was a benefit to shape him to effectively execute the office for which he now stands.
Kingdom Mind Ministries.